What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
We are celebrating today National Hugging Day.
I find it interesting what Justine said on Facebook. She said, I absolutely hate hugs. Even if I'm upset, if somebody hugs me, it upsets me more. However, if someone asks me for a hug or they offer one, I will never tell them no because they might need it, even though I hate it. So I don't want to take that away from them.
Wow, so there's somebody thinking of others. That's awesome. Okay.
That is nice.
All right, so you get a pass.
That's kind, yeah. What about in the text club? This one says, I used to hate hugs for 40 years. Now the last 5 years, I love them. It all depends on how safe you feel in life. I thank my husband every day for that. Whoa.
So newly married?
And the man's
secure.
Got magical hugs. I bet he hugged her and it was like fairy dust. Bling. And she went, I love these.
Stop hogging all your husband's hugs. I mean, if he has a magical hug.
Oh, that could be a good biz.
Right?
Magic hug man.
Remember when there used to be malls and, you know, they have those little kiosks? You could be a hug guy in the center of the mall.
Yeah, there's got to be a non-creepy way to sell that.
Instead of putting lotion on your hand, just, hey, come here. I'll give you a first one's free. And then after that, I'm going to start charging.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You said just a hug.
Today, National Hugging Day.
I'm saddened that most of our Facebook commenters don't like them. Stephanie even put up a gif of a cactus going, please do not touch me,
wow.
A cactus.
That's making a statement. Seriously.
But a couple like them, and when you like them, you really love them. Similar to me. And you were very helpful in reminding me that I need to ask first. I appreciate you doing that because
especially
I used to just warn people.
Especially in this day and age.
Yes, you're so right. You're so right. I used to just warn people, I'm going to hug you now. And I thought it was folksy and cute. And you're going, I would hate if someone did that to me. And I thought, oh, I'm that person. I don't want to be that person.
Yeah, because even if you give the heads up, like I'm coming in for a hug without asking.
You can't do that. It's almost an attack on people because they're frightened. Then, what's happening? What's going on? You can't put the arms up first. That's the trick. You have to leave your arms at your side, which is very challenging for Lissa Lou. And just go, may I give you a hug? And then if they say yes, you go.
And so since you started asking, have you ever gotten... Not a good idea. I have a contagious skin rash.
No, but some people have said, I'm getting a cold. You better not, which I think is their polite way of saying, no, you freak show.
That's a good out.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be hugged, just say you think you're coming down with something. And I would hate for you to catch what I have.
Yes, that's what they say. And I didn't realize until this moment that is probably a lie. They just didn't want that hug, which is fine.
You think COVID's bad? I got something worse than that. You don't want it.
I got boogie-woogie fever.
Yes.